Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hopefully he'll be back in tomorrow if all goes well. But, of course, you can bring up anything.
I believe the media has made it expressly certain that anyone who is slightly ill is at the end of the world and will definitely die.
I doubt that.
Because illness is a new thing that humans have never dealt with before, and there's no such thing as immunity. People don't just develop natural immunities to things. That's crazy.
That seems to be what some people in hospitals believe now, amazingly. I saw a letter from some hospital to their staff basically saying, yeah, even if you've had COVID and beaten it, that's not good enough. You still have to, get this experimental vaccine.
The very idea that just having a thing and getting over it implies that you're less susceptible to that thing.
Which is what, of course, people have... in the medical field have understood for a long time prior to this. I don't know why they've changed. But anyway, that aside, let's talk about something that affects not that many people these days, but still it upsets me because, I care about freedom. I like it when people can make choices for themselves. And I think that freedom is, as I told the Keene City Council this week when they were considering a mask mandate, which they ended up voting 5-0 for, to send to the full city council next week. So they basically would be bringing back another mask mandate. I said, freedom is about the ability to say no. And it's about the ability to make a choice for yourself, even if it's the wrong choice. That's what freedom is about to me, at least.
Well, and I mean, it's one of those things like Ron Paul once pointed out that we don't have freedom of speech for talking about the weather. It's for unpopular speech that we have these ideas that these are protected rights. And in the same way, you don't have the right to make your own choices as long as everyone agrees with them. It's not your choices that everyone agrees with that you have those rights for. It's when you might have a lot of other people that disagree with what you're doing, but it's your body, not theirs.
Yeah, and that's a fundamental belief amongst people like us who actually believe in freedom, is it is your body, you should be able to do what you want with it, whether it's tattoo it or put chemicals into it or eat things that other people wouldn't agree with. And not a lot of people are huge fans of smoking cigarettes these days. It's less popular than it's ever been. Cigars, tobacco products in general, they are not as popular as they once were. And government gangs, of course, have been patting themselves on the back for they believe they've made this happen by instituting various different levels of prohibition. Like, for instance, here in the United States, I think it was last year, they made it so the minimum age to have tobacco products is 21 across all of the United States. But New Zealand is taking a different approach, and this is a new one. I got to say, I don't think I've seen this anywhere before, and you're probably going to see it start to spread from New Zealand to other places. But they're planning to ban the sale of tobacco products to anyone born after 2008.
Crazy.
So if you were born in 2007 and, you turn 18 or 21 or whatever, the minimum age is there in New Zealand, you can smoke cigarettes for the rest of your life. No problem if you were born in 2007. Maybe 2008. But if you were born in 2009, and then you turn 21 or whatever.
Well, then you're not part of the voting base.
No. Even if you are part of the voting base, once you get to be able to vote.
Well, no, I'm saying that's why they're passing this now. Like,
well,
if they,
young people never
they
vote
were,
anyway.
Well, and I mean, if they were going to suddenly make everyone not allowed to smoke, there would be so many people that would say, absolutely not, you can't do this.
That's a good point. Yeah, these people can't fight for themselves. They can't defend themselves in a meaningful way against this government encroachment. So,
and unfortunately, while people are not defending it based on their own, like, people will defend things that they care about. And it's unfortunate we don't have enough people that are defending this based on the principle of the thing.
That's right.
And, I mean, I'm not saying that being able to smoke is a great idea. It's a terrible idea. It's one of the worst choices I've ever made in my life. And one of the most difficult things to stop. And at the same time, you have the right to do that. It's your body. You get to put whatever you want into it.
I presume they will now put you in a jail cell if you're caught with cigarettes or other tobacco products as a young person in New Zealand born after 2008, because now they, according to their health minister there, she says, we want to make sure young people never start smoking, she says. The move is part of a sweeping crackdown on smoking announced by New Zealand's health ministry on Thursday. Doctors and other health experts have welcomed the world-leading reforms, which will reduce access to tobacco and restrict nicotine levels in cigarettes. So I guess they're changing the actual products as well. The crackdown has been met with mixed reactions. One man told Reuters, I reckon it's a good move, really, because right now, I didn't think they said reckon over in New Zealand, but apparently.
I reckon.
But because right now there's a lot of young kids walking around with smokes in their mouth. Public are asking how they're getting these smokes. Really? You still have to ask that question?
Prohibition doesn't work, ever, at all, for anyone.
Yeah, it's the same old story, I'm sure. They find somebody who's over 18 or 21 or whatever who's willing to, you know, take $5, some homeless guy who, you know, could use a few extra bucks, and he'll go in and buy the cigarettes for you. I mean, it's the same old story. Things haven't changed.
Yeah, I was watching this little short animated video on prohibition on YouTube the other day, and one of the things that they pointed out is all of the ways that people would get around the prohibitions.
Mm-hmm.
So, like,
creative, I imagine.
Yeah, well, I mean, like, one of the fun ones was if you were a priest or a rabbi, you could still have sacramental wine. So all of a sudden, all of the rabbiship went really through the roof. And, you know, like a million times as much, or I forget the exact figure, but a ridiculously higher amount of sacramental wine got ordered.
Yep.
And
I bet a lot of wine got relabeled to sacramental wine.
Mm. Well, and
just holy, you know, get a holy man in there to bless it, right? And then you're good to go.
Well, and one of the fun ones was sort of a concentrated grape juice product with an oddly specific warning. Do not reconstitute this with water and then leave it in the pantry for 2 months because then it will turn into wine.
Right. We wouldn't want that. No one would want that. The same guy who said he's worried about the kids walking around with smoke says it's good for myself because I can save more money. I'm not real sure how prohibiting young people from smoking is going to save him money, that's not real clear. But others have warned that the move may create a black market for
yes,
tobacco.
Think.
Something the health ministry's official impact statement does acknowledge, noting that, quote, customs will need more resources to enforce border control. So this is going to be good for the government, gang, because they'll get to expand their bureaucracy. Mm-hmm. Now they, you know, basically have this bizarre half-prohibition, not prohibition, like they're going to have half prohibition until everybody up until the age of, or you know, whatever, 2000, born in 2008 dies off, right? And then it'll be total prohibition from then on. So they're not going to be able to stop cigarettes from coming into the border. So what do they need the extra border patrol for that? I mean, because again, you're still able to smoke if you were born before 2008 under this law. So,
well, I mean, maybe it's to make sure that full-strength cigarettes don't get in there.
Oh, could be. Yeah, because they did mention they are addressing the amount of nicotine levels in cigarettes. That's a good point.
Which is absurd. I mean, it
just means people are going to smoke more than one.
Gee, right? If only we had a historical precedent for, say, when 6% beer was made illegal in various locations. And, oh, so 3% beer ends up getting double its sales.
Yes, right. It's 100% theory and 0% substance, says the chairman of the Dairy and Business Owners Group, which is a convenience store lobby in New Zealand. He said, there's going to be a crime wave. Gangs and criminals will...
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief, an extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Owner.gov. You'll be happy you did. And just maybe, someone else will be happy too. Sign up today. Go to organdonor.gov. It saves lives. U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Got Telegram? You can follow our channel there and discuss show prep with other listeners at telegram.freetalklive.com.
Yeah!
603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Phones are open here talking about total prohibition in New Zealand. And don't think that this can't happen here. In fact, what is likely to occur is other government gangs around the world are likely to look at New Zealand, which is now going to prohibit people who were born after the year 2008 from ever being able to purchase tobacco products. Now, I presume that includes nicotine vapes. This story doesn't make that clear. And I know
if it says tobacco products, vaping is I mean, the nicotine in the vapes comes from tobacco. So I would assume that they're going to crack down on that as well.
Generally, it is considered to be a tobacco product in the United States. So, yes, seems to be a safe assumption. But, yeah, they're definitely going to prohibit people from, again, born after the year 2008 from smoking.
Also, just as a rule of thumb, if it's will the government do extra cracking down? Yeah, probably.
Usually. So if you want to comment on that, you're welcome to join us here. Also, want to make sure you know about Bitcoin.com. You can click Get Started at the top of the page if you're ready to learn about cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash, because this is a technology, blockchain technology, cryptography. This stuff is not going away. It's likely going to become even more important to our lives, regardless of whatever the governments of the world think about it. So take some time to go learn a little bit about it over at Bitcoin.com. Again, click Get Started. You can watch just that first introductory video. If you got time, there's more than one video there, but you can dig in as deep as you like. The first one, I think, is all of 3 minutes. So, you know, you don't have to invest a whole lot of time to learn some of the basics, get those concepts down, and maybe you'll want to get into it, because right now, Bitcoin, last I checked, was under $50,000 per Bitcoin. And remember, a lot of people don't know this, but you don't have to buy a whole Bitcoin. You can buy $20 worth or $50 worth. So whatever you can get in at, it might be something to consider. Bitcoin.com. We go to Jim. He's calling in Daytona Beach. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Jim.
Hello. I'm surprised that Ron DeSantis did a Bitcoin thing in his budget, but that's not the reason I called. You know, you guys talk about freedom, but you know, you guys are the upper 1%, smart people, honest. I mean, we can't handle freedom out here.
What?
Out where?
In Florida?
Anywhere. I mean, it's people need government and everything to keep them in line. I mean, of course you guys don't. I mean, I can tell from listening to you.
Well, I mean, so the idea that government will keep you in line, I mean, government is just people. So, I mean, if people can keep people in line, I mean, for one thing, you know a lot more about your situation and about what's going to keep it in line than someone else does. So, I mean, your argument is, well, we need people to keep people in line, I agree. We just don't agree on which people need to keep which people in line.
Well, I mean, you guys, I totally trust you to be government-free, but I can't say that applies to everybody.
Why can't you just let go? I mean, we're not talking about letting people run wild and commit murder. I mean, you don't need to have the state around to stop people from committing crime. So what is your issue with how other people want to live?
Well, that's what I mean. So there are rules. So we're not free.
There's always going to be rules. You're never free to oppress somebody else's rights by killing them or raping them or, you know, destroying their property. That's not the vision for the free future that we talk about on this show at all.
Like there's an old libertarian saying that I think is sort of a little bit murky, but free as in speech, not free as in beer, in the sense that, like, you have your body, so you can do with your body what you want. Now, I have my body. You can't do with my body what I haven't given you permission to.
Well, I mean, what if I said I'm a bank robber? I need to do it. I mean, how does that fit your philosophy?
You should get shot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I mean, I do get the point as far as, like, a lot of people think that anarchists believe that there should be no social rules and no social enforcement of norms, and that's simply not the case. I mean, I definitely get where if we're going to live in a peaceful society, we do have to, you know, remind each other of what is and isn't allowed. But the idea that there's this special group of people and they get to use force to do that and no one else does is insane.
But that's you guys are the elite. I mean, upper 1%. I mean,
what does that mean?
It, I mean, we're the unwashed masses out here. We can't exist in your world.
You do most of every day. Like, most of the time, you operate in essentially anarchy. Like, no one told you what job to get. No one told you which place you had to live. No one told you which relationships you had to have, which relationships you couldn't have, who to marry, who not to marry. I mean, the majority of your life is done in an anarchist way. It's just that from time to time, the state gets involved, and these goons tell you exactly what they think you should do.
Which
and
is usually pay them,
yeah,
or obey them.
Mostly pay them a lot of obscure rules a lot of the time, and will threaten you to, you know, be kidnapped if you disagree.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you and I are perfect. I mean, I would totally trust you to be in charge.
Well, but I don't want to be in charge of you. I don't want to be in charge of anybody. And why would you want somebody to tell you what to do? Or why should anybody have... I mean, if you want to hire somebody to tell you what to do, and I understand some people are into that. Mm-hmm. Like, that's what turns some people on. They want somebody who they think is an expert to tell them how to live their lives. Well, there's all kinds mm-hmm. of people on the internet out there that you can hire to tell you every single thing, from how to wake up in the morning to how to go to sleep at night.
And that's one of the fun things about our belief structure is, if you want a government, that's great. You do that over there. It's sort of the same thing where... if you decide to go into a boxing match with someone, that's your right. You've agreed that these rules will be suspended within this framework. Usually a guy can't just punch you in the face, but you're going to agree to let that happen to you. But you can't make that agreement for me. You can't agree that I'm going to be in a boxing match. In the same way, if you want to say, all right, I want to hand this power to these people to say, whoever else agrees to this, they can threaten us with kidnapping and exact all sorts of tolls and fees and taxes from us. If you want to opt into that, great. Good for you. I can't imagine doing that, but people do all sorts of things I can't imagine wanting to do.
So, to me, Jim, the mindset that you have that, oh, I could handle freedom, and maybe, you know, some of the people I know could handle it, but those other, as you said, unwashed masses, which is a really insulting term, that they just can't handle what I can handle. And that's the attitude, like, well, they need to be controlled. We need to have other men and women pointing guns at them to threaten them with violence, to make them behave the way I think they should. And that's the thing. If you can't let go of how other people live, if you can't let go of the desire to control what other people do and how they make, you know, whatever choices they make for their lives, you'll never have a chance at being free, because there's always going to be other, you know, gyms out there that think you can't handle yourself and that you should be controlled. So, you know, you got to kind of be the change you wish to see.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Joe Biden is promising full federal support ASAP to the six states struck by deadly tornadoes on Friday night and early Saturday morning.
Tearing through a candle factory in Kentucky, an Amazon facility in Illinois, and a nursing home in Arkansas. Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear.
We were pretty sure that we would have lose over 50 Kentuckians. I'm now certain that that number is north of 70. It may, in fact, end up exceeding 100.
From the USA Radio News West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
President Biden saying Saturday that Russia will pay a terrible price if it invades Ukraine. He says he told the Russian leader during their video call this week that there would be economic consequences and that he would order American and NATO troops into the eastern flank to defend that region. And this is USA Radio News. NFL Hall of Famer and now TV personality Michael Strahan can add astronaut to his resume. That's the sound of Strahan and his five mates aboard a Blue Origin capsule as it was entering weightlessness Saturday. The capsule went on to then touch down safely in the desert, but not before they got quite an eyeful from up in space.
Oh, check this out. Oh, my God.
Also on board was the daughter of legendary astronaut Alan Shepard, that brief trip overall going off without a hitch. The CDC says most of the Omicron COVID-19 positive cases currently tallied in the U.S. are among those who've been fully vaccinated. Reuters citing the new report that says of 43 positive cases, 34 are people who are considered fully vaccinated, and of that number, 14 have also gotten their booster shots. This is USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
791-2055 today to see how much we can help your credit score. No one is turned away. Call now, 1-800-791-2055. That's 1-800-791-2055. Again, 1-800-791-2055.
Power Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. Phones are open if you want to join us. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And, of course, you can bring up anything that's on your mind. Coming up, I know Pecos Mountaineer wants to talk about stopping the vaccine mandates at a national level. We can get into that. Of course, your calls and thoughts are welcome. Whether you want to talk about the prohibition on teenagers, or who eventually are going to become, you know, over 21, in New Zealand, they are no longer going to be allowed to smoke cigarettes or use any tobacco products, those born after, apparently, the year 2008. Apparently, they also plan to cut down the amount of nicotine in cigarette products in general, which, of course, is just going to result in people smoking twice as much in order to get the same dosage that they're looking for, which I guess that'll increase the sales of the tobacco.
Oh, I'm convinced that this is going to make so many new smokers. I mean, the reason as many people smoke as they do now is because smoking got associated in America with the women's rights movement, and as such, it was associated with rebellion in general. So when people are like, I'm going to rebel, well, then they start hanging. Right. And that's how most people end up starting that terrible habit in the first place.
By the way, I do want you to know about Intercoin. We've been talking about Intercoin and how they can help any business or organization launch their own currency or raise money using their own token. And now Intercoin has launched its investor token worldwide, and you can get it on an exchange. It's called xmarkets.com, exmarkets.com. All you need is an email address to sign up at xmarkets so you can keep your privacy intact. And you can deposit dozens of different cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, trade them for Tether, and then use that to buy ITR, which is the Intercoin investor token. You can learn more about the Intercoin vision over at intercoin.org. And now you can buy or sell ITR on xmarkets.com, exmarkets.com. You just might be advancing the cause of liberty around the world. Let's go to your phone calls and thoughts. First up, we got Greg also calling us from the East Coast of Florida. Greg, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. This is not a subject that y'all have touched on tonight, but that guy they called a few minutes ago from Daytona, I would like to hear his opinion of the government when they lead us into World War III, which is what's going to happen if they don't stop sticking their nose where it don't belong. We don't have any interest in Ukraine. The only interest we have in the place from China is that that's where the corporations get stuff and jack it up 1,000% so the corporate executives can make their eight-figure incomes.
Yeah, well, I have no interest in seeing the U.S. government anywhere around the world, for that matter, because my interests are peace. So I don't want to see the U.S. military in any other countries. What do you think about that, Greg?
Only if they're talking about coming over here and doing damage.
Well, I don't see anybody talking about that. And if somebody's just talking, I don't know if that's enough reason to, you know, send an invading force somewhere.
Right.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, I'm not really talking about sending an invading force. I'm talking about. Well, I don't know how to.
Well, would you consider a military base an invasion? Like, if the Chinese government built a military base in your neighborhood, would you consider that invasion?
You know what? That's a good question. Probably not. I would want to know why they wanted to build it here.
Now, remember, we're talking a military base, not an embassy.
Yeah, I'm talking about military base. You're saying you'd just be asking questions? You wouldn't just consider that to be an invasion of your, you know, sovereign space?
Well, like I say, it would depend on why they – I don't know why they would want it here in the first place.
Why do you think the U.S. military wants military bases all around the planet?
I don't see the point in that unless they think somebody's going to come over here and do something.
Well, they can always say they think that.
Yeah.
And that's the justification for ever expanding, you know, government bureaucracy, because the military is just another bureaucracy, isn't it?
Right. Yes.
I mean, seems to me that if you're going to plant a military base in someone's country, you are threatening them. Like, you are making sure that they know you can be a threat to them at any time.
Yeah, I don't care if the soldiers come and buy drinks at the bar down the street. It's absolutely a threat to have those people around.
And, I mean, you've got to really, like, imagine what it would be like for a Chinese military base to be in your neighborhood. I mean, that means they're going to be, you know, landing fighter jets. They're going to have tanks there. They're going to have men with bazookas and AR-40s and whatever kind of crazy, you know, death-dealing technology they can come up with. And that's just going to be there, just hanging out, waiting for someone to wave the flag.
Thanks for the call, Greg. Definitely appreciate hearing from you. Let's go to Jill. She's
Before we do, I do want to say something to his point as far as what's going on with Ukraine and Russia. So, I mean,
Ukraine allegedly having Russian troops built up outside its borders.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, there's been this long discussion about, is Ukraine going to join NATO? And NATO made an agreement a long time ago not to stretch one inch further east. Hmm. That was the agreement that NATO made with Russia. And it's basically been the foundation of our world peace recently. And here we are just not keeping that up. So, I mean, if you're going to expand NATO into territory that you promised not to do so, I can see why they're going to build up troops on the border there.
Jill is on the line in Virginia. Jill, you're on Free Talk Live.
You have a right, if you choose, to put nicotine and other harmful substances in your body, but you do not have a right to push them into mine. The fact that someone has a right to smoke does not mean he necessarily has a right to smoke in an enclosed space with other people, depending on who owns the closed space.
Mm-hmm.
Now, somebody owns a private business such as a restaurant, he's the one to decide whether he allows it or not.
Yeah, that's the way it should be.
When it's a place that's owned by all parties, such as the courthouse, there's some other such place where the people have all been made to pay taxes for it, then I don't think it should be allowed.
I can't say anything I disagree with there. I mean, if it's a shared space, then people, you know, have to decide together about that. And if it's private property, then, yeah, the private property owner gets to decide. Unfortunately, in a lot of states, the private property owner does not get to decide. In fact, I wonder how many of the 50 states actually allow private property owners to make this decision. I know that down in Florida, where I'm from, it was 2002, and we, like, just after we started doing this show for the very first time, we were, I think, the second week we ever did Free Talk Live, we were talking about the cigarette ban inside businesses, and then when I moved up here to New Hampshire, they got the same damn thing. So
well,
it's all over.
They talked about doing it in Virginia some years ago, but I don't think it succeeded.
So there's still like bars you can go into, and there's smoke in those bars in Virginia?
Well, I suppose. I'm not absolutely sure about what's being done, but the thing about it, you see, I think some owners of these places have gotten the idea they can get more customers by not allowing smoking.
Yes, and that's what the market should be able to do, is make those choices. Like, oh, well, looks like we're going to have more people coming in if we ban smoking. Sorry, smokers.
Yeah.
Find somewhere else to go.
That's a real simple thing where some people choose to allow smoking, other people choose not to allow smoking, and if you get more business by not allowing smoking, then you're going to have a greater share of the market.
According to, by the way, some website here, Virginia did in 2009 make effective the so-called Virginia Indoor Clean Air Act, and smoking in many public places, including most Virginia restaurants, is prohibited by that. The restaurant proprietor required to post signs, et cetera. So.
Well, and just a quick note as far as the public spaces, I mean, that's a really tough argument because, you know, if I drain your 401k and I buy a Tesla, is that my Tesla? Do I have a real right to that when I bought it with stolen money? I mean, and all so-called public spaces are bought and paid for with money that was taken under.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Call Toco at 800-897-9537. That's 800-897-9537. 800-897-9537.
Cancellation fee may apply, subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warranty Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, phones open. If you want to join us here, the number 603-283-6160. We started out talking about the New Zealand upcoming ban on anyone born after 2008 from ever being able to use tobacco products, even after they turn 21. And there's actually a little bit more to that story that I want to share, and then we can talk about vaccination mandates or whatever other things you want to discuss, because the phones are open here always with you tonight. It's Ian.
And Big Lou's Mountaineer.
And I do want to say thank you to A. Friedman, who is a gold-level supporter of the Free Talk Live Amps program. We started a Patreon a couple months ago after our credit card company dropped us after about more than a decade of, you know, doing business with them. They decided they didn't want to be with us anymore for some reason. I imagine the FBI might have had something to do with it, but that's just speculation. But anyway, we tried Patreon out, and now about 50 folks have signed up, made the switch over to our Patreon. So thank you to everybody that has done that, including A. Friedman, who is a gold supporter, which means that he is, or she, is contributing at least 10 bucks a month through that Patreon. You can go to amps.freetalklive.com to get signed up. That'll take you right to the Patreon page. That's amps.freetalklive.com. We're going to go back to your calls and thoughts. Roger is watching us on our YouTube feed, which for the moment is back. We had two strikes, and one of them expired, so we're able to safely stream on YouTube for the moment. So, Roger, thanks for tuning in here tonight. Of course, if you are watching us on one of these centralized streaming services, try out Odyssey. It's the one that's not going to take us down. It's the freedom-friendly one. Get over to video.freetalklive.com. It's worth making the switch. A lot of YouTube creators are making the switch over to Odyssey. Some of the major channels that are on YouTube are now on Odyssey as well, and they're protected from, you know, being taken down by YouTube.
Yeah, anyone telling the truth is always at risk of that.
Indeed. Roger, you're on. Go ahead. Oh, you're real quiet. You weren't quiet at all when I was on the phone with you screening the call just a moment ago. I don't know if you switched to a headset or a speaker or something like that.
I switched off the headset.
Oof, yeah, maybe go back on the headset or something, because we can just barely hear you. I'll give you one chance here. If not, I'll put you on hold and we'll check back with you in just a moment. Maybe we can clear it up. Roger? All right, we're going to put it back on hold. We'll see if we can clear that up in a few moments. But there's more to this story out of New Zealand that I wanted to share. So they say here at this is the BBC reporting that New Zealand's government gang is determined to achieve a national goal of reducing their smoking rate to 5% by 2025, with the aim of eventually eliminating it altogether. And, of course, they're doing that, step one, by banning anyone who's born after 2008 from ever smoking or ever using any tobacco products. Right now, 13% of New Zealand adults smoke, with the rate much higher among the indigenous Maori population, where it soars to almost a third. And according to the story here, Maori also suffer a higher rate of disease and death. And then they point out that they are also cracking down in other ways, so beyond cutting the amount of nicotine in the products themselves, they're also introducing other controls, including significant restrictions on where cigarettes can be sold, removing them from supermarkets and corner stores. The number of shops authorized to sell cigarettes will be drastically reduced from under 500 or to under 500, so that's their goal, in the entire country of New Zealand. Right now, there's about 8,000 places that are authorized to sell tobacco products. That is going to be cut down to less than 500, I presume, by some date in the near future.
Geez, where else can you even buy tobacco products? I guess they'll have
besides
to get them from drugstores?
Yeah, that's what's not clear here, is who is it that's going to benefit? Because whoever it is, they're going to be rolling in the dough because every cigarette smoker is now going. They're not just going to quit smoking because the 7-Eleven stopped selling cigarettes.
Yeah, you're going to have more young smokers. You're probably going to have smokers start at a younger age. And the government's going to benefit tremendously because you're going to have greater sales because you've reduced the active ingredient. Right, exactly. So people are going to buy more packs than they were going to, which means they'll be paying more taxes.
And
which means the government gets even more power. And the people get less healthy.
And buying even more packs from even fewer vendors, so their numbers are going to not only double, but probably quintuple or something like that. It's going to be a huge boon for whichever politically connected 500 business owners are getting this deal.
And wouldn't we all just be shocked to find out that the people involved in this bill happen to have stock in the companies that are going to end up being part of those 500 places you can buy tobacco from?
Yeah, and there probably will be centralizing distribution as well. They aren't getting into that here, but, you know, fewer wholesalers likely. New Zealand Health so-called authorities warn that vaping is not harmless. They talk about here how vaping is an alternative, but it's not clear that they're actually banning vaping in this, at least in this particular story. But as we speculated earlier, they probably are going to. That's probably included in tobacco products because, as we've seen here in the United States, usually legislation that addresses smoking in most cases also includes vaping products.
And last I knew, that was really the only way to get nicotine. I mean, there might be a way to synthesize it. And,
I don't
know,
yeah.
And if so, it's definitely going to motivate someone to figure out how to do that, to sidestep this and say, see, it's not a tobacco product because I made it out of oil.
I'd be shocked if they haven't figured out how to synthesize nicotine.
Yeah, they have figured out pretty much how to synthesize every organic chemical, so.
So there you go. That's your update from Down Under. And again, a lot of these governments around the world are always watching. They're, you know, looking to see what works in other places. And yeah, legal systems are slightly different from one place to another, but the concepts usually get passed around. Like, oh, this smoking ban thing worked over in New Zealand as far as, and when I say worked, meaning it's benefited the politically connected 500 businesses that are going to get this. Well, let's try that over here.
Well, and you'll notice there's no attempt to even, let's figure out why people start smoking and maybe nip this in the bud. Maybe there are psychological problems that the state is causing or at least contributing to that we could stop doing. You know, maybe we shouldn't be stressing everyone out all of the time by terrifying them over things that aren't as scary as we tell them they are.
The number, if you want to join us, 603-283-6160. Coming up, I know you have a story, Peakless Mountaineer, about the vaccination mandates. We discovered earlier this week that New York City is going all in.
Old draconian.
On this stuff. This isn't just because, you know, there was a lot of controversy over Joe Biden's mandate of business owners with more than 100 employees having to mandate the vaccine. There were some lawsuits. Apparently, that particular provision from OSHA is on hold right now. It's been stayed by a court. Maybe that'll be unstayed at some point, but there's also some other development, some other news in that area that you wanted to share with us. But in New York
City, did you refuse to inject your 5-year-old with an untested serum? Well, he can't go to the restaurant
anymore.
Can't
go to McDonald's. Can't go play on the playground or whatever. That's not it. They're not just going after 5 to 11-year-olds. Also, every private employer in New York City is now required to have all of their employees vaccinated. So it's not just some 100-employee limit in New York City. It's literally right. Every private employer.
Yeah, I just think that the child side of this is absolutely the most despicable part of
yeah,
this.
Yeah, it's terrifying.
This is a disease that does not affect children. Like, largely, this leaves them completely alone.
I mean, maybe if they were, like, super obese
it's
or
not,
something.
It's not literally zero, but it is so close to zero that yeah. It is within a statistical rounding error how many children this affects.
Right.
Now, how many children the vaccine affects, that is an enormous number. There are all these kids who are developing pericarditis and myocarditis and all of these terrible effects from this brand new untested serum that they've decided to inject them.
How often does that happen to kids anyway? You know?
Well, I know that the VAERS numbers show us that these vaccines have been as disastrous as every vaccine for the last 30 years combined. So I don't know exactly. I don't have at my fingers the numbers on children, but I know it's a whole lot worse than the disease itself.
Did you see the story? It's being published in the New York Times that scientists find coronavirus attacks fat tissue. Shocking, huh?
Wow.
Maybe that's part of the reason why we're seeing that most of the people who seem to die
from
this
are
obese.
Well, gee, wait a second. I thought this was a respiratory disease. Is it really like those quacks on the internet said where this isn't a respiratory disease, but rather a blood disease that has its first symptoms in the respiratory system? That couldn't be. That would be crazy. Fauci didn't tell me that.
Well, he's totally an honest person. He works for the government.
Yeah, right? Fauci didn't tell.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift. An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Words and music. For the last year, the Federal Reserve has told us inflation is, in a word, transitory. But the Fed can't fight the music of inflation. It's what happens when we print trillions of dollars. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I've built the number one precious metals firm in the country by adding massive value. And Advantage Gold wants to earn your business by doing that for you right now. My best-selling gold inflation index report retails for $500. I want to email it to all serious investors with retirement accounts for free. No salespeople, no rigmarole, no gimmicks. Simply text the letters GII to 49776. I'll email you my best-selling gold inflation report right now. Text GII to 49776. That's GII to 49776. Let Advantage Gold add massive value, and then we'll ask for your business. Text GII to 49776.